to Unaccompanied, the podcast. I'm your host, Josie, a self-professed monophobe on a journey to ditch the noise, overcome my fears, and start living a more fulfilling life unaccompanied. Thank you so much for joining me for this very first episode of Unaccompanied, the podcast. But before we jump into today's episode, I wanted to share some really exciting news. So my brother has launched his very own podcast called New Vision, and I am going to be featured on one of the upcoming episodes. So New Vision is all about reimagining the future for the Caribbean, and it's about bringing together some of the brightest minds to really take on some of the biggest challenges facing the region, including things like climate change, innovation, regionalism, entrepreneurship, and so much more. I'm going to be featured, as I said before, and the topic I'll be talking about is mental health through a social work lens, like really just reimagining what that needs to look like for the Caribbean. So definitely check that out. It'll be available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and really wherever you choose to listen to your podcasts. Okay, guys, so after that little plug, let's jump into the first segment for today's podcast. This episode being our very first, I wanted to focus on a really interesting article I found on Psychology Today, entitled Loneliness and Aloneness, Building the Community of the Self. This article will be in the description for this podcast, but in this article, the author makes it clear that being alone and being lonely are really two very different conditions. And I thought that was so interesting and just a really good place to get started in this podcast. So he goes on to explain that while both are states of psychosocial disconnection, loneliness is defined as a disconnection from the community. And this really harkens back to that like hardwired need that humans have to want to belong. And this must have been, you know, just from back in the hunter-gathering days where our survival really depended on being a part of a group. Now, fast forward to modern times, I think there's very much still that innate longing to be and desire and need to be a part of a group and to belong. However, he explains that aloneness is actually about the disconnection from oneself, that is, one's core identity. And I'll be honest, before I actually started, my solitude journey and trying to reconnect with myself, this was not even a concept that I was aware of, but I just found it so fascinating that there's actually a term for it out there, you know? Anyways, he goes on to explain that more importantly, aloneness is typically driven by a poor self-perception, lack of self-valuation, or a sense that one is less than. And that was such a aha like moment in reading this article. And I thought, this is exactly where we need to start off this podcast, because it is so spot on to what even led me to this journey and to start this podcast. I think the profound thing that came out of this entire article is, how can we expect to be comfortable around others if we cannot even be comfortable around ourselves? And this to me kind of points to why a lot of people can feel lonely even when they aren't alone. And I know for me, that really explained my feelings of loneliness, because for the majority of my life and my existence, I was never truly alone, but I constantly felt lonely. And again, I think that this article is such a perfect starting point, because it really underscores how the quality of the relationship we have with ourselves is tied to the quality of relationships we are able to have with others. I know for me, over the years, more so when I was a teenager or younger adult, I struggled with this. I could be surrounded by people, like I said before, and still feel the most profound feelings of loneliness. I think back to like my high school experience, and that was such a profound period of loneliness for me, and I was never really alone. A key theme of this article is that by not having a positive relationship with yourself, that is what is causing a lot of that feeling of disconnection with others. And it wasn't until this very year that I finally was able to make the connection between those feelings, you know, those feelings of loneliness, my fears of being alone, and that my near non-existent relationship with myself. It was a major aha moment, as Oprah'd say. And it's really strange because on an intellectual level, I kind of knew this. But in practice, it was a completely different story. You know, while it is true you can be lonely if you're alone, the truth is, if we take the time to foster a meaningful relationship with yourself, you will never truly be alone because you always are with you. And so I think this is really the goal behind this podcast, not to encourage more loners in the world or people to just like not seek social company or being around others, but rather to encourage and inspire people to have such amazing relationships with ourselves that being alone isn't something that you fear, but that you are able to embrace and truly enjoy. Okay, now let's move on to what I'm calling the solo adventure segment. Solo adventures is something I started doing when my solitude journey began way back earlier in this year as a way to challenge myself to begin to foster a meaningful relationship with myself. So each week I set aside time to do a fun activity by myself. Activities range from the mundane, like, you know, going somewhere in public and just people watching, which is something I actually enjoy, to the more fantastic, like traveling to a new city alone, which is something I'll actually be doing shortly. My hope is the more positive experiences I'm able to rack up, the less scary being alone becomes, and maybe I'm able to inspire you listeners along the way. So each episode, I'll take you along on one of my adventures or recount a solo adventure with you guys. This week, I want to talk about my very first solo adventure, my trip to Devil's Lake State Park, which just happens to be one of the largest state parks in Wisconsin. So my very first solo adventure, I decided to kind of go big, quote unquote. I was looking around and trying to figure out what I wanted to do. And I was reading this article that talked about something called forest baths. And I decided that's what I was going to try to do. Now, for those of you who are like, what? What is a forest bath? A forest bath really is the act of allowing oneself to become immersed in the experience of being in a forest. And this is with all your senses and to not really have like an agenda or a plan, but to simply just allow yourself to be immersed in the experience and to wonder, like just wonder from trail to trail, to just, you know, just take your time with the experience, to really be present. And I thought this would be a nice way to kind of ease into being alone, because unlike other activities, being alone in the forest somehow didn't feel as scary as some of the other options. I was actually looking forward to this because Devil's Lake State Park is somewhere I've always wanted to go and that I'd always just been, you know, putting off because I could never seemingly find a group of friends to go do it with. So the drive from Madison was about 45 minutes. And like within, I'd say 10 to 15 minutes, I was already in rural Wisconsin. And I could feel myself relaxing like as soon as I kind of got out of the city. And it was just green and cornfields and farmhouses and cows. I could feel myself relaxing just from that. But then when I got to the state park and I allowed myself to really immerse in the experience, you know, I took that forest bath I was telling you about. It was amazing. I allowed myself to just being in the moment and taking it in with all my senses. One of the things I made sure to do on this trip was to not have music. Typically, I'm a person who likes to have some type of music or, you know, sound, you know, background noise, but I really limited my use of my phone to only taking pictures. And my reasoning for doing that was because I didn't want that to get in the way of me being able to really allow myself to be present and to immerse in the experience through my senses. So the initial plan was I was going to spend 1 to maybe 2 hours. But I got so immersed in the experience that 1 hour turned into 2 hours and 2 hours turned into 3 hours. And I ended up spending over 4 hours in the forest. And the crazy part about it was I did not feel the time pass. And more importantly, at no point did I feel aloneness. You know, like this discomfort in being by myself. It was a truly pleasant experience and something that even now, after all these weeks later, that I still am able to recount to others in like this with this feeling of excitement in talking about the experience, and that I still find myself to this day remembering, you know, just wandering around the forest on the trail, on the various trails, and it brings a smile to my face, and it brings a sense of calmness too, because I take myself back into the absolute calm I felt and how good that felt to feel that calm. It is a real sense of pride that comes from having done something like that by myself, something I've wanted to do for a really long time. And there I was able to go do that thing by myself, solo. So I'll end by saying this. I think this year was the year that I discovered a really harsh truth, and I, like many of us, was secretly harboring a fear of being alone. And I think underneath all the external trappings of success, of like having it together, you know, like adulting, I had really internalized my childhood self-loathing, you know, like I'm not smart enough, I'm not pretty enough, I'm not enough, period. And that was making fostering a relationship with myself something to avoid at times at all costs. And so now all these years later, I was finally in a space where fostering that relationship was a priority, but it was also something that I was now looking forward to, whereas before it was something I would avoid. You know, finally being in a space to befriend my internal self, to get to know her and what she likes and how she thinks and what the strengths are, all those things. And to get so comfortable with my internal self that I truly never feel alone again. And that's really the goal. All right, guys, that's a wrap for today's solo adventure segment. I'd love to hear from my listeners, though. Do you have an inspirational solo adventure you'd like to share with us? If so, leave me a voice note via the Anchor app describing the experience, what it taught you about yourself, and you could be featured in an upcoming episode. All right, so we're at that point in the show where I give you concrete tips and strategies for fostering a more positive relationship with yourself. But this being our very first show, I thought we'd start with a simple activity so you can kind of get a personal baseline of sorts for where things are at for you in this area. So to start, I want you to find a quiet room free of any and all distractions. And I do mean all distractions. So no music, no television, no books, no cell phone, and definitely no social media. And I want you to try to sit in that room in the silence for 10 minutes. Can you do it? For a lot of people, such a simple activity can actually result in a flurry of super uncomfortable thoughts and emotions. Sadly, for many others, these can actually override their ability to complete this task. I know for me, a year ago, I definitely couldn't do this. You know, I was the gal who couldn't stand a quiet apartment. And while I still don't love a quiet apartment, it's definitely not nearly as uncomfortable an experience as it used to be. And that's why I think it is such a good baseline activity to get people started with, because so often, and because we live in such a hyper-connected society, you know, we have all these ways to be distracted. Silence and solitude is starting to become something that is super scary and super uncomfortable for a lot of people. So I think that this activity is one easy way to get started, to kind of see where you're at. If you can sit for 10 minutes in silence with your own thoughts and with your own emotions and it not be super uncomfortable to the point where you just need to do something else, then that's a really good sign. If this activity is so uncomfortable for you that you just cannot complete it, then this is definitely the podcast to get you started on addressing some of the reasons as to why. Why is this such an uncomfortable experience? How can we make it a better experience? And how can we grow in this area? If you are able to sit through the 10 minutes, great. That is amazing. But you might still have work to do, because while it is good that you can sit through those 10 minutes, you might look around at your life and realize that there are other areas in your life where you are avoiding your own company, and you may want to grow and do better in that sense. Maybe you are the person who is constantly seeking relationships or constantly seeking to be in social settings, even when they aren't serving you. And so that might be causing problems, or whatever. But I think this is just a really great place to start, and it'll give you some information so that you know what you want and need to do next. If you do try this activity and you feel like sharing it with me, the experience of this activity, definitely send me a voice note letting me know how it was for you. Were you able to sit for the 10 minutes? What emotions came up for you during this experience? Was it feelings of dread, of anxiety? Did you get super uncomfortable, fidgety? What was it like? Definitely share that with me on the Anchor app via a voice note, and you could also be featured in this podcast. So, to quickly recap what we talked about in this episode, aloneness is not the same as loneliness. Aloneness actually refers to a disconnect with oneself, while loneliness is about the disconnect with the community or others. We also talked about how our relationship with ourselves is such an important factor in determining the quality of relationships we're able to have with other people. And we definitely wrapped up on a note of when we are comfortable with ourselves, we are less likely to feel lonely even when we are alone. Well, that brings us to the end of this episode of Unaccompanied, the podcast. Be sure to check out my brother's podcast, New Vision, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you found today's episode interesting, show me some love by sharing and following this podcast. Thank you for listening, and until next time, Josie out.